What is good? Anything is potable. It is your host, Breezy.
Kaya.
DJ Naya.
And we have a special guest with us today. What is your name?
C-Vance.
So, today we're going to be talking about, do you believe in fairies and mermaids? So, let's start with mermaids. Do y'all believe in them?
I believe in mermaids, but I believe, like, people don't make it seem like what it is. I feel like, have you ever, like, read books and stuff and it'd be like, mermaids are magical creatures that, like, lure people in and kill them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I believe. I don't think they're, like, these old sweet animals and they got fairy palaces under the water and stuff.
Yeah. What about you, Kaya?
I think that mermaids are just, I don't think that they look like they're not pretty. I feel like they're just ugly, big fish. But I just think that they just live deep in the ocean. I feel like they don't have powers. They're just there. You know, like, they just, right. They're just there.
What about you?
I kind of think that they don't even exist anymore, probably.
Right.
Like, they probably did exist.
Yeah.
They probably don't now. Because I feel like the ocean is just, like, really polluted now.
Yeah, you're right. I never thought about that. I don't know if I feel like mermaids are real or not. You know how, like, in Haiti, they believe in mermaids? Like,
yeah.
They strongly believe in mermaids?
Yeah.
I don't think they've always believed that for no reason. Like, you know?
Right, like, you don't just come up with something like that and just stick to it. Like,
right.
There has to be something that got you to believe in this and, like, started you on that, you know?
And better yet, our world is so big. Like, Earth is literally water with a few spots of land in it. Earth is so big. Like, we never know.
Isn't honestly. It only, like, 5% of the ocean that's explored?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know.
It's so deep. Like, you don't know.
That 95% could have mermaids.
Like, what if it's a whole ice Earth under? Not ice, water Earth. Like, under what we live in. Like, what if they functioning like us?
They're
what if they podcasting right now?
I don't know. I don't think it'd be like this. I feel like it's like a fish family. Like, I think of, like, y'all ever see, like, a whole lot of fish together and, like, they all travel and move together?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like that, but it's like a family and it's like mermaids. But y'all ever, like, I don't know. When I think about mermaids, y'all watch them videos on TikToks and be like, when women, like, be singing to men, like, they'd be, like, on ships and stuff, and women be singing to them to lure them in, and then they kill them.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what a mermaid is. That's what I think mermaids do.
When I was younger, I used to think that, you know how, like, ships would, like, go missing or, like, go underwater in the ocean?
Yeah.
I used to think that mermaids would take them under and use them as their cars.
Yeah.
But that was, but that's when I was little. Like, I don't think that anymore.
I mean,
just saying.
I'm going to still think it.
Right, but, like, the ships, I feel like some ships go missing because of some of the sea life. Like, you know?
Honestly, yeah. Because there's been so many ships that just left and never came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, I don't know if I believe in them, but I do hope there is, like, some sort of functioning life out there that doesn't have, like, beauty standards and just a corrupt society like we have.
Think about, like, outer space. Like, outer space is so undiscovered, too. Like, all these planets, like, there's something on one of these other planets. Like, everyone has to know it, you know? Like,
there's something, like, greater than humans.
Yeah, the government's hiding it.
Yeah.
You think the government hiding it? I think they don't know either.
I think that they're scared to figure out, so, like, they're not
inventing the technology. They know aliens.
I think we should mind our business, too.
Yeah.
I think we should, but at the same, because, like, what if they're, like, they don't mess with Earth?
Right. Or,
like, what if, like, they can help us and, like, evolve, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're probably smarter than us.
So, how do y'all feel about fairies? Because me, personally, I think fairies are real. I just, like I said with the mermaids, people don't make them seem out to, like, what they are. Like, make them seem what they are.
Tinkerbell.
Right, it's definitely no Tinkerbell, but I feel like they are real. Because I be seeing holes in trees, like, that looks a little bit like a house.
And then
a bird.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Not for
that
a bird.
Means worse.
No. I seen this video on TikTok, and it was this man that went into this forest, and it was, like, a little, like, it looked so real to me. Like, maybe it was fake, maybe it was real. But he had went in, and it was, like, a little fairy on a tree, and then it started chasing him. Yeah. I think fairies are evil little people.
Yeah.
I don't know why everything magical. Please take
mystical.
That up. Mystical is evil. But it is. Know that.
Do y'all think that.
Go ahead.
Do y'all think that Bigfoot is real?
Yes. No, I don't think Bigfoot is real. I think they just made that up when we was little.
I think all these things are real on other planets. I don't think they're real here. Like, I think there's some sort of fairy on, like, Venus or something.
Right.
Or freaking Pluto. But not on Earth. No, I don't think the fairies are real.
No, I feel like we have a higher power on Earth. Like,
now, as far as sea life and ocean life,
yeah.
I should say marine life. As far as marine life,
mm-hmm.
I definitely feel like there's way more out there because we just haven't discovered much. But you have to think, every piece of land on this earth, somebody's on. There's undiscovered tribes. There's all kind of stuff. Every piece of land on this earth, somebody's on.
Right.
Like, we would know. Like, I don't know. You feel me?
I mean, but I don't know. Like, the world is, like, huge. And, like, whenever you said the thing about Bigfoot, I feel like Bigfoot, like, isn't necessarily real. But there's something. There has to be something like that.
Or something that was like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Or, like, it was something like that. You know how, like, they say, like, everyone got smaller? Like, we used to be giants. Everything used to be huge. And then we all just got small. Like, as time went on. Like, what if there was, like, a big Bigfoot? But now it's just, like, no Bigfoot.
You're right. People have evolved a lot over time.
So, look, maybe I'm thinking, this one I'm thinking. Y'all know how caveman's was, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it evolved into a Bigfoot, like an animal and a caveman. Maybe some got mixed up between there, and they made Bigfoot. Because isn't Bigfoot like a human, but like a monkey?
It's like a monkey.
Is it like that, like a gorilla and a monkey?
I think it's big.
I just know it got a whole lot of hair.
But like, do y'all feel like fairies and Bigfoot and all those things are on the ghost side, or just like...
No, that's like a...
So, let's talk about our Halloween.
Yes, Halloween. I am so excited for it. I'm excited to tell y'all about pumpkin patches y'all could go to, fall festivals. I'm just here to bring the fall to y'all.
Honestly, we are going to make fall so entertaining for you guys. It is all of our favorite seasons, so honestly, we just are going to love to talk about it to you guys. We're going to tell you about different haunted houses, fun things you could do in the fall with your friends, all kind of stuff. I'm excited. Are you guys?
Yeah.
What's going to be your favorite topic to talk about for our Halloween?
Definitely Halloween. Like, that's, like, the big thing. It's all leading up. Like, our whole fall is leading up to Halloween, you know?
Costume ideas.
And, like, we can give you guys all these ideas. You guys can come along with us, see everything that we do for the season. It's just going to be so much fun.
What's your favorite topic, Naya?
I would definitely say fall festivals, going to the pumpkin patches, playing with the apples and horses and feeding them. Everything about fall is fun, period.
I think my favorite topic will be our fall lookbook. Honestly, date ideas, different candles and scents. I just love everything about the fall.
The only thing I don't like about fall is how they, like, associate it so much with pumpkin spice.
Yeah,
and it's so nasty.
I was going to ask, is pumpkin spice good?
No.
Pumpkin spice smells delicious.
It is so nasty to me. It stinks. I do not like it.
Because I was going
to
try it.
I love the fall scents at Bath & Body Works.
Like, honestly.
Like the candles.
Just
like,
walking in Bath & Body Works during the fall.
It smells so good.
And I love, like, the leaves on the ground. Like, oh my gosh, you guys. I can talk about fall forever.
I really could.
Oh, I just love it so much. Like,
it makes everybody happy.
I'm a fall enthusiast.
I think we should all dye our hair orange.
What?
Let's get some orange wigs.
Let's get some orange wigs.
Nah, let's dye our hair orange.
Well, y'all, that is all for today. I hope you all enjoyed. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Stay tuned.